One thing that Americans generate more of than at any time of year during the holidays is waste. And it's estimated by the EPA that Americans generate 25% more waste during this time than at any other time of year. So we really do need to pay attention to this problem. As for Christmas trees, they are compostable. And it's very important to do that for a variety of reasons. And fortunately, if you live in Boulder County, you have a lot of options. Superior, Longmont, Louisville, Lafayette, Erie, and the city of Boulder all provide services or have drop-off centers where you can get rid of your Christmas tree when you're done with it.
Can people find out the location and the times on their city's or their community's main municipal website?
Yes, they can do that. And if you have questions about how to contact the city that you live in, you can check out EcoCycle's Holiday Recycling Guide for 2017. And you can find that on our website at www.ecocycle.org, and then just search for holiday recycling, and you can find out about tree recycling and who to contact for information about dropping your tree off or getting it picked up.
Well, some of the other things that are on that guide are what to do with some of the other residuals from the holiday season, particularly wrapping paper. And I hadn't realized how detrimental wrapping paper is to the environment, because it's made with so much metallic elements as well, but also the paper is so degraded. It's not recyclable. Is that correct in the traditional paper recycling sense?
That is correct. So wrapping paper is not accepted in your single stream recycling bin. And that is because there are a lot of dyes used in wrapping paper. And also it has a very high clay content. And so it's really, really tough to recycle. But because there is so much of it at this time of year, the city of Boulder and the city of Longmont and other communities ask that people recycle their wrapping paper, and you can drop it off at the Boulder County Recycling Center. There's a special bin for wrapping paper. What you need to know is that we just want wrapping paper only. All of the ribbons and ornaments, we cannot recycle those, and anything with a whole lot of tape on it. But it started December 26th and runs through January 31st, that you can drop off your used wrapping paper at the Boulder County Recycling Center, which is at 1901 63rd Street in Boulder.
The other thing that you get with wrapping paper, a lot of tissue paper too. Now, I thought I was doing pretty good by using a lot of the reusable paper bags, gift bags for gifts. But a lot of times then you put tissue paper in, and tissue is even worse than wrapping paper in terms of its recyclability.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Tissue paper, at that point, the fibers in the paper are very weak and it can't be recycled anymore. However, it is compostable. So you can put tissue paper in your curbside compost bin, and that's what we encourage people to do.
It's also the new year, and a lot of people are making New Year's resolutions. And I know a lot of the themes of what you try to bring forward from EcoCycle is, let's not create all this waste in the first place that we have to then deal with. How about we don't create it at all? And so going forward, if people have some New Year's resolutions, what are some of the ones that you think could make a zero waste future a little bit more accessible for people?
Well, one thing that comes to mind immediately is batteries. And every year, over 15 billion batteries are produced worldwide. That's a lot of batteries. And unfortunately, many are thrown out after just one use. And certainly I know that in my household and with my family, a lot more batteries show up during the holidays. And what we recommend is that you use rechargeable batteries. The newer bottles can charge really quickly, and they also will help you save money in the long run and do something good for the environment. So batteries are an easy one, relatively speaking, to plan for, because almost always you can substitute for a rechargeable. Not always, but often.
Another part of the holiday guide from EcoCycle is maybe a New Year's resolution about getting rid of some of the junk mail. There are some startling statistics about how much junk mail we're all getting every single year and the environmental impact of all of that.
No, the environmental impact is staggering, and it's very easy to suddenly find that you've made one purchase and now you're getting catalogs from 10 different companies. That is certainly something that EcoCycle hears about often. And I would recommend that if you want to find out how to stop junk mail, we have some great information on our website. It takes a little work. It might take you 5 minutes to do, but it's worth it. And you can find our 6 steps for getting and staying off junk mail lists or mailing lists at our website, www.ecocycle.org/junkmail. And if you have any questions at all, feel free to call our hotline at 303-444-6634.
We'll put a link to your website online.
That'd be great.
At kgnu.org. We'll also put the center where people can bring their wrapping paper and other hard to recycle items in Boulder County. And just to let our listeners know, we're going to have a year-long collaboration with EcoCycle, bringing you weekly tips in English and in Spanish on recycling and getting to a more zero waste reality. We're going to pair that with monthly news stories looking into some of the more policy aspects and then the economic realities and some of the global dynamics that could really influence what's happening here locally when it comes to reality, when it comes to recycling. And also some quarterly call-in shows on a variety of themes, from built-in obsolescence to fixing things that we would ordinarily throw out. So we look forward to 2018 filled with tips and ideas and news and analysis all about recycling and zero waste. In the meantime, Harlan Savage, thank you.
Thank you for having me.